Friends, I'm back with my good colleague, Grant Newsham. Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired, the author of When China Attacks. And I'm looking for an update on the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas, especially Saipan and Tinian Islands. When last Grant reported, both islands were suspect of having either misappropriated or wasted or hidden away an enormous amount of money from the United States government to its own people. Saipan and Tinian, the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas, that's U.S. territory. This isn't a sovereign state. This isn't a colony. It's U.S. territory. And there's missing money. The tragedy of the year is that a governor who wanted to find out where the money went and wanted to find out about Chinese influence peddling in and around a casino that is now empty on Saipan, he died suddenly and has been replaced by a man who has no motive to reveal the cover-up. And when last Grant reported, the FBI had dropped any possible investigation into the missing money. Now they want more money. Is that correct, Grant? How much more?
They want $100 million. They've gone off the financial cliff some time ago, but now it's reached a point where they've got to rattle the tin cup to the Americans so they can keep the government running. So it's just a cool $100 million. And keep in mind, this is a place with maybe 45,000 people in it. That would be like a sort of half-full NFL stadium. It's not many people, and $100 million is a lot of money. And they're just asking for it somewhat brazenly, as if, well, you know, give it to us, you know, and please don't ask us about that $1.6 billion that we made disappear. Certainly, this is sort of a bold request, and one would hope that the Americans would actually say, what, you know, what's going on here? You explain to us first where this other money went. It's not hard to find out. You know where it went somewhere.
Grant, I want to understand not where the money went, but what is to be done. This is U.S. territory. And the last report you gave is that the Chinese nationals now can enter this territory without a visa, I believe. And there are plans somewhere to rebuild the casino. It appears that China can do what it wants with U.S. territory. Is that too general a conclusion?
Well, yes, it's accurate to say that the Chinese have immense influence in CNMI, this American territory, via really some very co-opted business groups, politicians who are on the Chinese payroll and otherwise doing China's bidding. And it all is greased by corruption, by money that the Chinese have spread around liberally. So the first thing you have to do is you have got to go after this corruption. You have to expose it and punish and prosecute. And then you will find that honest people in CNMI will feel emboldened and will actually retake their government. But you have to expose it. You have to block the Chinese efforts. And once you've done that, then you have the ability to actually do something that's going to bolster and grow the CNMI economy. And that's been the source of a lot of problems here. But it's going back years. It's the corruption that has really killed it. And it is the Chinese who have taken full advantage of it. And they have actually expanded and sort of made the corruption even worse. And also part of this is there are people on CNMI tied in with the Chinese government, one way or the other, that actually do not like the U.S. military, don't want the U.S. military there. And actually, some of them have independence from the United States as their ultimate objective. So it will be helpful if the Americans actually paid some attention to the place and provided the resources to do what Governor Palacios wanted, which was to expose the corruption
right. And
go after the wrongdoers.
Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired author of When China Attacks.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,